Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, known as BREG Ann Arbor, each week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. And today we get a sneak peek at one of the beautiful homes that is on the big tour that is coming up. In total, they have a mix of 16 new and remodeled homes, and there are both in-person tours and virtual tours going on. And today we are going to tell you about the showcase of new and remodeled homes, one of the beautiful homes on their number 11. It's a whole house remodel of a Victorian home in Northville, and it's by Atchison Builders. Jim Atchison joins us here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. I don't think I've ever seen a Victorian home on the tour before. This is just a spectacular remodel that you and the other artisans have done, Jim. Bravo.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous. Describe this home for everyone.
Well, it's I believe it's 1896 was the original construction. It would be a Queen Anne style Victorian home. Basically, the goal here for the customers was to fully update and add features and aesthetics for livability. 20 years earlier, we had added onto this home two different floors, some on the main floor and some on the second floor, and remodeled some of the rooms. At that time, the couple was young and with limited resources. Now more established, they wanted to do some of the things that they had set aside and also to upgrade other parts of the house that had been on the more or less the hoped for list, you know, for a long time. We worked with the team, the homeowner themselves, mainly the wife, had lots of ideas and inspiration photos. They employed an architect, Susan Hafley of Diamante Design, to help them plan the functionality of the kitchen particularly, but also she contributed in other areas. Leah Raitt, an interior designer, was consulted on style, materials, colors, and more. And then it was kind of left for me to synthesize all the different inputs into actual working drawings, work out the details and the proportions and those things, the materials, and then get the work done. So,
Jim, what is it like to go back 20 years later and to work on a home that you had previously worked on?
Well, it's a great honor, to tell you the truth. It's a great honor. We had done some work here and there throughout those 20 years. And so we were very familiar with the house and how it was built. And
this tour is coming up of these homes that are on there, including the one that you're describing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 15th through the 17th. It'll run from noon to 6 p.m., and these homes stretch from Chelsea to Howell, Ann Arbor, Canton, Saline, and this one in Northville as well. There are virtual tours and there are in-person tours. How are you going to be handling the tour on this home?
Well, this one, we're going to mainly have a posting on the website, on the BREG website, and then we're going to be available for in-person discussion. I think it's from 2 to 4 on Sunday, if I remember right. So I will actually have like a narrated slideshow that people can log into and see whenever they want to. And then also be available for live discussion in that time block.
All right. So I know on Saturday, October 16th from 10 a.m. to 12:30, and that'll be followed by a Q&A session that begins every 30 minutes. So people can join any home easily on Zoom during that time. And then on Sunday, the 17th, you're going to be doing some of these private Zoom sessions as well. And people can go to showcaseofhomes.net, showcaseofhomes.net. Tell us a little bit about what went into this remodel of this Victorian home. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's obvious that a lot of thought was put into the materials that were going to be used here and kind of the being able to modernize but still pay tribute to the historical aspects. So how was that done?
Well, as I said, it was kind of a consultation, kind of a team process design-wise. We started actually literally in the basement. There was a section that they wanted to make more livable. And so we actually, but it was an old basement. So the floor or the ceiling was low, you know. So what we did is we lowered the floor in order to get more ceiling height in that part of the basement. And then from there we went on, we did the, we re-roofed the whole house. Part of it was old original metal shingles that had been, you know, just had to be painted every so often over the years. And you can see some of the scallop design, you know, in the first picture there on the shingles. Then the room that was sort of like fully gutted was the kitchen. I don't know if it makes any sense to for me to bring these pictures up for you to see at this time.
I'm actually looking at the slideshow too, and people can access all of this on the showcaseofhomes.net site as well. Talk about the kitchen though.
Well, the kitchen, the house, you know, a house this old obviously has a history to it, right? And so it had been added on to a couple times previously before we did the addition 20 years ago. So there was a beam through the center of the kitchen ceiling that kind of, you know, divided the ceiling into two halves. We took that beam out. We had to brace up the structure and took it out and put some steel up in there in order to make the beam flush with the floor framing. And then, as you could see in some of the pictures, there's tongue and groove boards on the ceiling in the kitchen.
And that was added. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
And this makes it seamless now. Now it looks like one big room rather than having that dividing beam in the middle there. I am trying to figure out where the refrigerator is because you built it to match the cabinetry.
Yeah. That's right.
I can't find it.
I don't know which slide it is, but
it's actually a piece of cabinetry now, right?
That's right. Yeah, there's a cabinet built above it. There's panels on the doors and on the
I see it now. It's incredible. I love that it looks so seamless, especially when you have a room that's so open like that. Not to be looking at, you know, a big piece of appliance. I mean, this just makes it, again, very seamless. And it looks like you did some custom lighted cabinetry as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that one, that antique cabinet that has the wallpaper in the back that's lit is really a gem.
That is beautiful. So that was that in the home already, or is that something they brought in? Or
they brought it in. We had to do some repairs to it. We kind of screwed it against the wall to put it in place. We put LED light strips in the bottom of the shelves. And then the wallpaper was the homeowner and a friend did the wallpaper themselves. They were in the back. It just makes it very dramatic. But we also refinished it. You know, it needed some TLC.
It's beautiful. I also really love, and let me see if I can get the specific slide up. The railing, I think, on the outside. Was that redone?
Yes, right. Yeah. So we added a... we don't have the picture in this series, but we added we built up a stone wall on one side of the old cellar doors and then mounted a custom fabricated steel column on top of that to hold up one corner of a catwalk that is just outside the French doors of the master bedroom. And from that catwalk, they can walk over to a walkable flat roof with a railing around it, so it's like a sun deck.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. We're talking with the president of Acheson Builders, Jim Acheson. That's A-C-H-E-S-O-N. And you can go to their website, achesonbuilders.com. How long have you been in the business, Jim?
I think this is about year 47.
Ah, congratulations. And this is a family affair, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife works with me, yeah. And we're really... fortunate we've been able to hire a younger team to take over more and more as the time goes on, and they're doing a great job.
You can go again to BragueAnnArbor.net or showcaseofhomes.net and check out the showcase of new and remodeled homes. There are in-person and live virtual tours coming up October 15th through the 17th. And featured in this is the whole house remodel of a Victorian home in Northville that you'll be able to tour virtually. Free live virtual tours are Saturday, October 16th. And they're every half hour, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning till noon. You can register online at showcaseofhomes.net for the live Zoom tours. There's no cost, but they do want you to register. And there will be Q&A as capacity allows. And then you can also book an appointment for a private Zoom meeting on Sunday, October 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. And you want to email to get that. And how wonderful to be able to talk directly with the builder of how this was done. The other thing I noticed on this Victorian home, as is tradition, I think, on Victorians, is the use of color throughout the home and on the outside as well. But it's done in such a very classic, beautiful way. I love the colors that were used on this. Talk a little bit about the painting that went into it.
Well, the painting was interesting, and it was a lot of effort. Colors are a lot of work to do a good job, honestly. You really have to plan and think and do samples and coordinate. Many of these colors were from Farrow and Ball, a paint manufacturer in England that has some unique colors, and including some of these dark, darker colors or richer colors that you see in these pictures.
Right.
So it was, as I say, colors are a particular challenge, but I think they worked out well here.
Oh, I love it. I love it because it doesn't, sometimes in Victorian homes, it can look like a mishmash of colors. These just, again, seamlessly go from one room to the next, and they're just rich, beautiful colors that just fit exactly the way it should look. Is there a yoga room in this?
There is a yoga room. with a yoga ladder. Yeah, we built this real sturdy yoga ladder for the homeowner to exercise.
Wow. Absolutely beautiful. Great job on this. And I know it took a lot of skill to be able to work with a Victorian home. And this year on the big tour coming up, showcase of new and remodeled homes with these in-person and live virtual tours, depending on the home. You can check all 16 homes out at showcaseofhomes.net. How does it feel when you finish such a big project like this, Jim, and you sit back and you look at the work that has been done?
Well, it's satisfying. It really is. You know, when you're in the middle of it, you're trying to find products, you're trying to find craftsmen to do it, you're trying to, meet schedules and coordinate. So you focus on one detail at a time, it seems, once the fundamental design is done.
For someone that's considering having their home remodeled or a new build and they want to contract with you, what are some of the things they need to know, particularly in the challenging times right now, supply issues, lumber costs, etc.? Talk a little bit about how someone can start planning for that.
Well, they have to assume ahead of time that most of the good builders have a waiting list, and we do too. And so probably every single good builder has a waiting list that I know of. And so they want to start early to get on the waiting list, to have some initial discussions. A few months later, begin to get into a design process. And in this time, when availability of materials is delayed in many cases, it's critical that everything be selected ahead of time, because you just don't want to get in the middle and then say, oh, it's 8 more weeks to get this crucial part. That would be just making people live in a mess for an unacceptably long time. So you got to get things ordered. I mean, we're finding order times of 8, 12, even 18 weeks.
So you really want to be organized and have a really great idea of your design, what it's going to take and what you're going to need right from the start, Jim.
Right from the start. Hmm. Right. And we have to build our schedule around the availability of materials. So unfortunately, I mean, we're selling jobs in the middle of the summer that we can't start till late fall.
Wow. Amazing.
Because of the availability of materials.
Well, and with everyone having stayed home during COVID, they all look around and say, I need to do something about this home. So there's a lot of work out there for people like you. Yeah. Jim Atchison with Atchison Builders. Go to achesonbuilders.com for more information about his company and how he can help you. And again, showcaseofhomes.net for the showcase of new and remodeled homes. They have now blended those two events together, and it's being sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor and the HBA out of Livingston County as well. October 15th through the 17th, and number 11 on the tour is Atchison Builders' whole house remodel of this gorgeous Victorian home in Northville. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.